We are at the bottom of Chaf Hei Amud Beis. A couple of lines before the Mishnah. The last thing you mentioned was about the Ne'amanus of Amei Haaretz in reference to the Kankanim, the Kadim, the jugs. We're speaking about different times of the Ne'aman for Truma, Ne'aman for Truma, Ne'aman for Kodesh. And we said that they are also believed 70 days before the Zman of the Gittes, which the Gemara concludes and says, Amrabai Shmamina Dinahu De'ilave Arisa Lemitrach Agul Fe Shivim Yemen Mikame Matsarta. So we see from here that already for a period of 70 days before the actual time when they would press the grapes and so on, it's already incumbent upon the sharecropper, the arisan, to go and make sure that he is mitair his kalim, to ensure that when the zman of the gites comes, the kalim will be in a state of tahara. When Mefarshim point out the Rambam does not bring this ladina, and therefore the pshat is that it's not mi'ikr hadin. In other words, if an aris doesn't do this, it's not considered to be that he's fallen short in his agreement of what a sharecropper has to do, but rather it's just considered to be an eitzah teva, that already 70 days beforehand, that is the time when he should start to involve himself in the preparation, the tahara of kelim. Okay, the Mishnah continues and says, min ha-meidiyam v'lefnim ne'amanim al kli cheres. So from the area of Meidiyam, which Rashi says it was a city which was 15 mil outside of Yerushalayim, as we saw in Psachim Daf Tzadik Gimel. So from Meidiyam inwards, then ne'amanim al kli cheres. If you look at Rashi, three lines down the white lines, Ne'amanim kadorim ami ha'aretz likach mehen kli cheres hadakin. So if you have a potter who's selling kli cheres, then it was necessary to have lots of kli cheres for the sake of baking and roasting karbonis and so on. And they didn't produce earthenware in Yerushalayim. They didn't want to have lots of smoke in Yerushalayim, because that would go and darken the walls and so on of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they would not have kivshenes in Yerushalayim, and therefore they were limited in their klicheres, and they had to make sure they had sufficient klicheres. So one of the concessions made is to allow the purchase of klicheres from Ami Haaretz, notwithstanding the concern that they might be tamei and so on. So Rashi says, "Kadar nami aret likach min kli cheres hadakin." We'll see the Gemara make a distinction between smaller ones and big ones. Kegen kaderes koseis kitonia she efsher b'leihem. It was necessary to have them in Yerushalayim, enes and kivshenes, ibnei ha'ashen. Like we'll see the Gemara, olavikach himinam shalei ligzar aleihem, and therefore they did not make a gzera and forbid us to purchase from these kadar, these potters, engaged in gzeir latzibur, shein reva tzimichem lamid, because then they would be without plates and cups and what have you, and that would make life too difficult.
That's east and west. I mean, what about north and south? And if you've got medium there.
Okay, so often when we say min medium velifnim, it means and in all directions around. That's often what we say. So wherever medium is, 15, we say it's 15 mil. So some say you draw a 15 mil circle around. That's what we often find. Ketzad. Now, what's the case that we allow this? Hakadar shumecha hakaderes. So you have a potter who's selling his pots. Nichnas lefim in amidim, and he enters within the area within Midian. Who hakadar dehein hakaderes dehein haleichin. So if this is the potter and these are the pots which he has made, and these are the lekuchais, see Rashi meant what that means. Ne'aman, then that is the case when we say one is believed. Whereas Yotza ain't a Ne'aman. Once he leaves, then he's not believed. So if you look at Rashi, Huakador, Mi Shehivion Lemidiyam Heminu, or the Piafshish, Lepishiafsha, Aval im Mostran Liad Kador Amaritz, Hayoshiv Meidiyan Elifnim. It's only the potter himself who's coming to peddle his goods. But if he hands them to someone else, we're not going to believe. It's on those very pots which he has made that he is believed. He's not allowed to just bring in other pots from other kadarim, hayeshiv b'maydin. That he's not able to do. So people, chaverim, who saw that he brought those pots in, they are the ones who are allowed to buy from him, not from other ones. Whereas once he goes outside of Medim and he starts to leave, then he's no longer believed. So there's a special heter which the Mishnah tells us about purchasing pots from Ami Ha'aretz, earthenware vessels which were not made in Yerushalayim, because otherwise it would have made life too difficult. Says the Gemara, Tana, Medim pa'amim kelefnim upa'amim kelechutz, meaning what about Medim itself? We mentioned in the Mishnah, Min Medim v'lifnim, within, as in further in. What about Medim itself? So at times it's considered to be like it is within, and therefore it's mutter. At times it's considered to be as if it's outside, and it would be asa, ketzad. Kadar yetzei, if the kadar is leaving, and he's leaving the city. So, let's say he was close to Yerushalayim, and now he's walking, and he's kind of traveling through Medin, and he's on his way out. Kadar is yotza, yetzei, and the chaver is nichnas. And they meet in Medim. So they're actually inside Medim. So in that case, we say, even though you're not lifnim of Medim, you're in Medim, but it's considered to be kalifnim. Rashi says, two lines down at the bottom, Mutar likach mimeno shakadar layachzer oid lacharev. He's not going to go back in the direction closer towards Yerushalayim. He's on the way out. Then layachzer yikach emasav. If you don't allow him to buy now, then you've lost your opportunity. Whereas, continues the Braisa, whereas Shneim Nichnasin, but if both of them are on the way in, so then we say, don't buy it yet, wait until you're actually Lifnim Mamish. No reason to do it now. The heter of the Mishnah is if you are inside. So if they're both walking in, wait a bit. So Shneim Nichnasin, Oy Shneim Yetzin, or if both of them are on the way out, and the chaver could have purchased whilst he was on the inside, and he chose not to, I'm really sorry, that's tough. You should have bought it. You should have bought it when you were on the inside, and you forget you didn't do so. So then, Shneim Yetzim, in those cases we say it is, Kelachutz. Amrabayo. Avananami Tanino. We also have a braisa like this. Hakador Shemachres Hakadeiris. If a kader was selling his pots and he entered lifnim min amidim, time by the lifnim min amidim, ha amidim gufa lemehemun amidim itself, he wouldn't be believed. Ain't a sefer, but look at the sefer. Yotza, if he leaves, then in neheman ha amidim gufa mashma amidim itself is neheman. So what are you going to say? It seems to be a stira, the diuk from the reisha to the diuk to the sefer. Allah shmamino. We'll say like we said, we will say kan. Bekader yoytzei v'chaver nichnas. One case is when the kader is leaving, he's going away from Yerushalayim, and the chaver is entering. That's when we will allow it. That's when we'll say it's kilefnim. Kan shneim yoytzin shneim nechasin. Then we'll say it's kilechutz shmamino. Tana. Ne'monim bekliheres hadakim lekodesh. When are they believed? By which types of kalim? Thin, smaller kalim. Rashi says two lines down. Ne'manim al klicheres adakin lakodesh hodesan min amidim and apnim. Ne'manim al klicheres beklicheres adakin amru. Meaning the type, shi'ef shabalayim. You need this particular type. Get the patient in la'el. Avogasin kegen havis liyayin. Great big barrels. Ein ne'manim elabesech ushalayim kitlkamon. Then, it's got to be within the confines of Yerushalayim. Meaning, it's very, you don't need great big kli cheres as such, and therefore there's not going to be a special heter for big kalim. So again, tana ne'manim b'kli cheres hadak and l'kodesh shamish lakish v'hu shenitolim b'yod ha'achas. They're going to be small ones which you can hold in one hand. They can even be a bit bigger, even ones which are not held within one hand. That's one machlekes. V'amrish lakish, leisanu ala rikanim. It's only if the kalim are empty. Avu malein, but if they are filled, then they are not believed. Avu malein loy. Rabbi Yechonava, afilu malein. Now, even if they're filled, they are still considered to be tahar. Vafilu apikarsusai lesoichai. And even if apikarsusai is inside. Rashi learns, four lines down, afilu apikarsusai lesoichai, afilu melein mashkin shaloi, she'enin shalkoidish, even if it's got his own beverage inside, it's still okay, and we still say that these kalim are tar. The Tiri Evan is bothered. I mean, we already said afilu melein, even if they're filled, doesn't that mean with a mashka, with his mashka? So the Tiri Evan says apikarsusa is referring to his beged, which usually we would say is tame, and that's what it's referring to. Al Kapanam Rabbi Yochanan says afidam aleim afid apikarsusa lesoichai. V'yamar Rava umoider b'yechanan b'mashkin atzmin shein tmein. Very interesting. And even though Rabbi Yochanan says that the kalim are tahar, these kli cheres are tahar, but the liquid inside is tame. Well, one second, if the liquid is tameh, then surely the keli, at least the rabbanon, should be tameh. Mashkin can be metame kelim, at least mit the rabbanon. So if you're going to be metame the liquid, surely we should be metame the kelim, al kopanim mit rabbanon. And that's what we do. I'm sorry, we say nevertheless, the mashkin is tameh and the kelim is tar, which seems to be a very strange concept. The al titma, and there should not be a pella. There should not be a wonder in your eyes, because we do find this type of halachic split. Shari lagim mali mashkin, if you've got lagim which are klishetev, like let's say metal kalim, and they're filled with liquids, lagim tmein, so being that you're able to be mitaher, the metal kalim, it's klishetev, so then you have to be mitaharit, we treat them as if they're tamei. So the lagin are male mashkin, lagin tmein to meshiva, and the mashkin is tahirin. So at times we are makel to treat one as tamei and the other as tamei. Rashi says, "Val titma shakol divri chachamim kachem." We find this elsewhere. Shoy shamati etzik licheres hamatzel as hamashkin shvaseicha vein matzel kol kli shetef shalagin tmein to meshiva v'mashkin tahirin, and so on, and therefore Rabbi Yechon will say, even though it's filled with a mashk and the mashk is tomei, nevertheless we'll still say that the keli is tar. Fine.
And
so that's
even if the keli is clay first.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Says the Mishnah, Hagaboyim shnechesu l'seich habayis, if gaboyim enter a house, v'chein haganovim shehechziru es hakelim. And so to a case where Ganavim came, they stole, and now they are returning Kalim to the house. Ne'emanim loymar loynoganu. They are believed to say, we didn't touch this. If you look at Rashi, the third Rashi, Rashi says, first of all, Gaboyim referring to Yiddish Gaboyim, and they have been appointed by the king to go and collect tax. And they've entered the house, possibly to take a deposit, a mashkin, and so on. So it says Rashi, Ne'emanim loymar shaloy nagu l'seichai l'kayu. They didn't touch the inside of the keli. L'kayidish ne'emanim avalei l'trumo. They are believed to say this in reference to kodshim avalei l'trumo. The klumasis in the chaymer b'kayidish mi b'trumo kaimo b'hedish in the b'tisef takavim shnechus b'tirabais ne'emanim al taras chates ne'emanim al taras trumo. Fine. So we see that the gaboyim who enter the house to collect, the ganavim who enter the house to return, they are believed to say, we did not touch the inside of these kelim. U'b'Yerushalayim ne'emanim al ha'kodesh. In Yerushalayim, they are believed on kodesh. We'll see what this means. And during the regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, we're going to be meiko, even when it comes to truma, as we will see. Al Kapanim, we said, the Gabayim who enter the house, they're believed. Vermini, Fragi Gamakasha from a Mishnah and Perig Zion of Tyrus. A Gabayim Shnechasulus the Chabayis, Abayis Kuli Tomei. It says the bias is Tomei. Rashi says, Kol Kli Abayis Tmeim, Shechazaka, Hagaboyim Mimash Mashin Bekalim. The Gabayim, they go and they touch and they handle all of the Kalim, the outside, they check the inside to see if there's any money there, and so on. So here it says, now it says Tommy doesn't say that they're believed to say anything. It depends if a Nachri accompanies the Gabai or not. Rashi says, meaning they're scared. They need to go and investigate and check and look everywhere. Because they've got this Nachri who's watching them saying, go in and check the house and make sure there's nothing which is hiding anywhere. So if there's a Nachri there, they're not believed because the assumption is they touch the insides and maybe they are Tmeim. We didn't enter the house in the first place. Didn't enter this room in the first place. Not believed once they entered the property to say that they didn't touch. Says the Gemara, why if the Nachri is with them, why do we say they're not believed? So like we said, because they are scared about the Nachri. The Nachri will punish them if they don't do as he instructs. So Amos Nachri Alein, the Chadama Amos Malchus Alein. The Nachri possibly doesn't have the ability to punish, but he will tell on them to the authorities, and then they'll be punished. If the Nachri himself is not so chashiv, so if he himself is not so chashiv, he can still report them to people who are chashiv and get them in trouble. So if you say the concern is, they're concerned about the Malchus, so even if the Nachri himself is not so chashiv, but he can report them to the authorities. But if the concern is they're scared of him himself, if he himself is not such a chashiv a person, then they're not so worried. We said, if they return the Kalim, they're believed. Vermini, once again, we ask from this Mishnah in Tyrus, they enter the house. Which place is Tommy? Anywhere of the path, the trajectory of the footsteps of the Ganavim. But anywhere which is in that path is going to be Tommy. Everywhere. We don't see that they're believed to say that we didn't touch the insides of the Kalim. Meaning, maybe we're not making Matama the whole bias, but the whole area which is within their path is Tommy. The Rava, Kesha Asu Teshuvah, when do we say that they're believed if they did Teshuvah, if they're coming to return an item? Dekanami, Dektani Sheikh Zero Sakalim. Our Mishnah says that the Ganavim are coming in to return the Kalim, they're coming to do Teshuvah, they're coming to do Teshuvah, then they are believed. Now we said, Yushalayim, Nemanim Alakavish. So Tana Nemanim al Kli Cheres Gasin Lakodesh. They believed on larger Kli Cheres, which is used for Kodesh. Rashi says al Kli Cheres Gasin v'kol Shkin Adakin. Beforehand we said you only believed on Dakin, the Amiarets who were selling their pots. Now we're saying they even believed on the Kli Cheres Dakin v'kol Shkin Adakin the Behed Yitani B'Yishami Nemanim al Taras Kli. Kol Hakelim Lakodesh, so they're believed in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Kol Kach Loma. Why is this so? Meaning, why do they make special coolers to believe Ami Haaretz on Kli Cheres? Why? Says the Gemara, She'ein Aysin Kivshoneis B'Yerushalayim. We do not want to make Kivshon furnaces because of the smoke, and therefore there has to be a special leniency to allow for the nemanis of Ami Haaretz. Now we said in a fascinating din, Ubishas HaRegel, Ami Haaretz are believed, even for Truma. Menon Emili, Amr Vishuv and Levi, the Amar Kro. We have the pasuk in Sefer Shoftim, and the pasuk says, "Vayeyaseif kol ish Yisrael el ha'ir ki ish echad chaverim." All of Klal Yisrael assembled to the city as one man, ki ish echad chaverim. Says Rabbi Shimon Levi, what do we do from there? With the Smirani Miriam, Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Makravi, Yosef Kalish, Yisrael, Eir, Gishuch, the Chaveirim, Hakosov, Ason, Kulan, Chaveirim. The Pasuk makes all of Klal Yisrael as Chaveirim. So, I mean, being that it is, it's a time of Asifa, if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, My Yosef Kalish, Yisrael, Pelegish, Begiv, Ksiv, when they all gathered, Shnesu Kol Yisrael begiva to fight against Binyamin, Akasav Asol Chaverim, V'Regel Shas Asifa. Regel is Zman of Asifa, and therefore we see that they are believed. The Mashah quotes the Yushalmi over here. And the Yushalmi says a different source, a different pasuk. The pasuk says in Tilim Kuf Chavez, Yerushalayim HaBenuyo, Ki'ir shechubro lo yachtov. Zog the Yerushalmi ir, she oise kol Yisrael chaveirim. It's a city which unifies all of Klal Yisrael. Frag the Yerushalmi, uparech me'ata. If it's a din in Yerushalayim, if so, b'shayim es hashani nami. Then the same should apply throughout the year. Why is this dafke b'shas haregel? B'shani bovad, b'shah shesham alu shvatim. Like the pasuk says, it's only when all the shvatim go up, that's when there is a unity in Yerushalayim. B'shar shesham alu shvatim hu dechziv u ledrasht halmudeinu le yisyashav ma'ata filo shayim es hashan anami. We wouldn't ask this question on our, on the pasuk which our Gemara brings, because in our Gemara it's more a din in Bizman Asifas, but whereas there, the commander said it's a din Yerushalayim. If it's a din Yerushalayim, then even Mishayim is a shara. Good. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Apiseach es chavitoi v'amascho b'isase. Agav haregel. Someone opened up his chavis. He opened up his barrel of wine to service all of the oilei regel. Rashi says, chavish apasach es chavitoi limkar yayim Yerushalayim, the regel, v'china ba'al likach. Everyone comes, his star is touching his kalim, his barrel. They're also touching it with their hands. And so someone opens up his barrel, or someone who begins to provide from a large dough. So, even post regel, once they're no longer considered to be a chaveirim, you're still allowed to finish off the barrel, and you can sell it becheskes tahara, even to individuals who are not going to be so careful. There's no consideration of lifnei iver. So Rabbi Yehuda says yigmar. Le-yigmar. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say yigmar? Rashi quotes the Gemara Beitz and Daf Yud Aleph, because if you don't allow them to finish it off, he's going to say, I'm not going to open it up in the first place. If half of my barrel is going to be considered to be tamei post regel. So therefore we say, we'll allow you to go ahead and finish it off. And so on. yeah. Again, just to mention, you know, we mentioned that Bishas HaRegel, Klal Yisrael are all considered to be Chaver, and we said it based on the Pasuk. Rashi and Beitza over there, Daf Yud Aleph from Beis, says the reason why they're all considered to be like Chaverim is Shalei Levayish, Shalei Levayisham, in order not to embarrass them. You know, you're gonna embarrass all the Ami Aretz and say you're Tomei, so we don't embarrass them. The Rambam says the reason why is because they're Matar themselves Beregel. And, you know, they ask, according to the Rambam, if the reason is because they're Matar themselves Beregel, so then why is the Mishnah saying now post Regel, the Chacham say Le Yigmar, because we revert to look at it as if it's Tomei. If they, in fact, were Matar themselves, so they say, we can't say that they're for sure tahar. We assume that they're matar themselves, it's as if they are tahar and so on. There's still is reason to be concerned. And some also explain the reason why the Rambam didn't want to learn like Rashi is because other Abba, let them be embarrassed. Be matar yourself. Jump in the mikvah. Are you coming up to Yerushalayim? Coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Kabbalah, that is the machlekes between. Rabbi Yehuda says you can finish it off, and the Chum say you cannot finish it off.
I assume if somebody is not a Chabad,
they're
going to be on the
Haaretz.
Is there anything in between?
No, it doesn't need to be anything in between.
It means everybody else.
There's either someone who is careful and mindful about Tumen Taira, or someone who is lax and careless. That's what it seems to be.
People in between,
Don't think so. Says the Gemara. Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Akila Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. As they were sitting by the tent of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Pasach Chad V'Omer. One of them opened up and said, Ma'ushin Chenu L'Regel Acher, according to the Chachamim, who said, Lo Yigmar, because once the regel is finished, we have to treat it as if it's tummy again. Well, can you leave it over until the next regel? And then once it's the next regel, we will once again treat it as if it is Tahar. Are you allowed to do that? So, I don't understand your question. Everyone's been touching it, and it's clearly become tamei. And you want to say you should leave it over until the next regel? Amalei said, one second. But even throughout the 7 days of the regel, all the amiarets are manhandling it, and nevertheless, you still treat it as if it's tar the whole regel. During the regal, it's exerts the cost that we treat it as if it's tar. Once the regal is gone, we no longer have such exerts the cost of, and then we should say that it is tummy. Says the name of Katanoi, as to whether or not within the shita of the Chachamim, who say lo yigmar, are you allowed to leave it over till the following regal? Let's say it's a machlekes Tanoim within that shita. One Tana says, leave it over till the next regel. The Tanya Yidach says, Layinichan regel acher, my love, Tanoi. Isn't this what they're arguing about? It's two Tanoim who have machlekes within the Shita of the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Lay. How did Tanya Yanichana to the following regel? It's going like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says you can finish it off. In fact, the Gemara doesn't make sense. And the one who says, how can you say that's going like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, Yigmar Ka'amra. I didn't say leave it over till the next regel. You know, if it's Shavuos, you have to wait and leave it over till Sukkot, because you can finish it now. So you can't say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Yigmar Ka'amar. The one who says don't leave it over to the next regel, but rather finish it off now, is Rabbi Yehuda. Is going like the Rabbanan. And what does it mean, lo yanichena, don't leave it over? It means she'ein tzarech lanich. It means you don't have to leave it over. You're even entitled to finish it off right now, or make or to treat it, to allow you to finish it off for fear. And then otherwise, he's not going to want to do it in the first place. Sagna Mishnah Vaidu Mishnah Avra Regal. Once the regal is over, Mavir Naltaras Azara. So now we need to start to consider potential Tumah within the Azara. Meaning you have Kahanim or Ami Ha'aretz who have come into the Azara. Maybe they've touched things. Rashi says, Mavir Naltaras Azara. Mavirin Esa Kalim. We remove the Kalim Mim Kaiman Lahat Bilon. Pretty clear in Rashi, not like the Rambam who says that everyone's matar themselves. Rashi says, it's not because they really are tar. And again, like we mentioned, the Rambam is going to have to explain this. If the Rambam says everyone's matar themselves beregel, so then why is it necessary to do so? And the answer is like we said before. So we said, but if the regel finishes on a Thursday night, and now it's Friday, so then, they would not busy themselves cleaning and being mitar, I should say, the Azara, because they were busy in preparations for Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Aflebiim Hey. Not only that, even if the regal finished on Wednesday, they still wouldn't spend Thursday doing it. Because they would be very busy doing something else. And we will see in the Gemara, what does it mean they were busy? It says the Gemara, Tana Shein Kahanim Panuyim Mila Hoitzi B'dashan. Because they were busy removing great big piles of ash. As he says, Levi Shein Kahanim Panuyim B'matso Yamta V'lahat Bilan Shatrudim Lahitzi Adashin Shalat Tapuach Shabem Zimizbev Shakibitsu Sham Kol Yimiz Haregel Kol Dashin Sham Aracha. So there was a large amount of ash, and therefore they were busy. And that was not something which they could do the following day. So that's the Mishnah in Seder Mayed. That's the Mishnah. Kates of Mavi and Altaras Azara. So how do they do this Tahara process in the Azara? Matbin and Esakalim Shayiba Migdash. The Matbil the Kalim, which might have come into contact with the Amaratish Kahanim. V'aymim Lahem. But they would say to the Kahanim or the Amiarits during the Regal, they would say, Hizharu Shaloi Tigu B'Shulchan. Please do not touch the Shulchan. If you look at the last Rashi in the Amud, Hizharu Shaloi Tigu B'Shulchan, Shaloi Yuchlu Lahad B'Loi La'achar Regel, because we're not able to be retired after the Regel. There's a requirement for the Lechem HaPanim to be there always. So we can't take the Shulchan out and be matbalit, because what's going to be with this din of lechem and lechem panim lefanei tamid, and so on. And the Mepharshim do say, if in fact the shulchan became tamid with the tumah d'oraisa, you have no choice. You have to take it out. You have to be matbalit. Here, it's a chashash of the tumah of the Ami Arid. It's a chashash. So for that, we're not going to be mevat on the din of lefanei tamid for this din. But we would tell them, please be mindful. Now, there was a replacement, and there was a replacement for the replacement. And there was a third one. All kelim and the mikdash, which became tummy, required tefillah. The exception were the mizbechis, b'mneishen kekarko. Because they are considered to be like ground. Rashi says, a kas of koroi mizbech adama. V'shulchan ha'amran delay naguba. And we said also about the shulchan they didn't touch. But the mizbech anachoshis is called adama. Adama is not mekabel tuma. And the mizbech hazav is hukash to the mizbech anachoshis, which is called adama. So just like mizbech anachoshis is not Mekabal Tuma, so to the Mizbech Hazav is also not Mekabal Tuma. So they say, Chutz mi Mizbech Hazav, Mizbech HaNechoshes, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, V'chachamim Maimrim, Mipnei Shehein Metzupin, because they are covered with gold. We'll see what that means. Are they coming to argue? Are they coming to agree? Not clear what the Chachamim are saying, but they are saying, you're telling me these Mizbeches are not Mekabal Tuma, I'm telling you, Mipnei Shein Metzupin, because they're covered. And we'll have to see kind of what that means. Yeah, the question is, so how would you be Metzalim Mizbech HaNechoshes? Unless you would have to, you know, disassemble it, you know, you'd have to take it apart and ruin and tovel it and then reassemble it. That would be quite a feat. Tana. Sagda Braisa. Hizharu Shema Tigabi Shulchan Menorah. The Braisa says that they would warn them not to touch the Shulchan and the Menorah. Now, Vatana is on my time with the Tana Menorah. Our Tana doesn't mention Menorah. Why does he say Menorah? So Shulchan Ksiv Be Tamid. Menorah likes it. But Tamid, it doesn't say the word Tamid by Menorah. I said, either what's Pshat in the Tana of the Braisa who says they would warn them not to touch the Menorah. Kevin Ksiv, the S, Hamenorah Nechacha Shulchan. So you have a pasuk which kind of puts it was makish the menorah with the shulchan command echsiv ba tamid dami. It's as if it says tamid by menorah also. We either was the Tana of our mission going to say to that? Nein, who like boyolam makamuda also. That's just coming to tell you the place where the menorah is placed, but it's not coming to tell you the requirement of tamid and so on. Fine. Full stop. Frag the Gemara, the tape of clay, the kli eitz ha'asila nachasu. V'chol kli eitz ha'asila nachas le'mitamo. You're telling me that it was unnecessary to be toivol l'shulchan. Because they would warn the Ami Haaretz not to touch it, and therefore never became Tamei. So to ask you, typically, the Nami Nagu b'shulchan, le'mitamule, even if they touched it, it wouldn't become Tamei. The Hakli Eitz Ha'asila Nachas B'makam Echadu. This is an example of a wooden keli which is intended to remain in its place. And if you have a large wooden keli which is not to be moved, it's not Mekabel Tumah, that is the din. The Vatebri Eitz Ha'asila Nachas Hu, the Hakli Eitz Ha'asila Nachas Le'mitamah, Maitaimah, Dumi Desak Ba'inan, because we say it needs to be similar to sack. Ma sack mitaltal molivarekam. Just like sack is something which is transported at times when it's full, at times when it's empty, at kol mitaltal molivarekam. It's got to be the type of thing which is transported, full and empty. says Rashi, ma sack mitaltal molivarekam. Yotza, to the exclusion of he asaranach, as deina mitaltal molivarekam. Which is yotzekliyetz hamachzik memsa balachshin kurayim biyavish. If you have a great large wooden kalim which are machzik 40 saw of lach or kurayim of something which is dry, alavi shemitaltal reikam ena mitaltal molly shemitaltal molly yishav, it would break. So this is not something. The shulchan is not something which is removed. You don't pick it up ever, and if you don't pick it up ever, it's not mekabel tumah. Fragdi, it's not true. It's also moved. Kidrej Lakish. Tiamrej Lakish. Maidachsev Allah Shulchan Atahar. The Bazik says, the Samta Isam. Shaima Rachishisham Rachishmachas Allah Shulchan Atahar. Why does it use the Lashon of Tahar? If it's impossible to ever become Tamei, why does the Shulchan, which is Tahar, the Tahar Shulchan Michlau, Shehu Tamei, that it's a bar Kabbalah's Tuma? Aivamai, Kliyat Tosan Nachasu, Vein Mekabel Tuma, Elamalamed, Shemakbin Esoi. They would lift it up, O Marin Boy, La Oile Regalim, and they would show it to the Oile Regalim, Lechem upon him, Vaimam Lahem, Ru'uch, Hibaschem, Lifne Amokim, Siluka Gisidura, look how beloved you are, Lifne Hashem. And then when they would remove the bread a week later, it was as hot and as fresh as when they placed it on initially. Devar b'shim et levi, neiz gadol nase b'lechem haponim, kisidurei kach silukai. Shneim alasim lechem chayim b'yem hilakchay. So it says that this is what would happen. They would place the lechem chayim b'yem hilakchay on the day that it was taken off, and it was hot and it was fresh, and so on. Very good. There is an interesting question that the Radvaz asks in a tshuva, in Chilik Bey's tshuva, 2178. In the tshuvas of the Radvaz, he was asked, Hare Yisrael loy hayu nechnasim, afilu bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach, ve'eir yiru im hucham im tzoynin. Vafilu fi ma shapirishu b'teisus, shaya rak. Basically, he asked this guy, how would it be possible for them to see? It wouldn't come so clear, and so on. He quotes a Ritzvah who says that shaya oile hevel mehalechem. They were able to see steam coming off from the bread. Ubezahya makirim shu cham. And that's what he quotes Bashin the Ritva. The Radvaz says another answer, but just to explain the logistics. Al Kobanim.
Can I ask a question? How did they know a Ritva was Kham or not Kham? Surely they're not touching it.
So we just said they saw steam coming out of it.
Oh, steam coming?
Yeah, we just mentioned that Bashin the Ritva, that they saw steam coming out of it. good. So Al Kobanim, frankly, my Kasha.
That pole was going through the shulchan so they could carry it. In that case, it wasn't
permanently
in place.
It was, even if there were poles, but it was never It was never, the Gemara's cash was, it was never moved. It was never moved. It was never moved. So we're saying now it was moved. Well, so that's what the Gemara says. That, so again, the question was that I typically, that it's cleates, which is osil and nachas. And therefore, even if the Amorites would touch it, it wouldn't become tummy. And that we say that now it was lifted up in order to show them their chibo. Frag the Gemara, v'tepek lei, mishum tzipoi. If you look at Rashi, v'tepek lei, d'mekabel tuma, v'afilu hu osui l'nachas. So now we're asking an opposite question. I'll tell you, even if it was made to rest and never be moved, which we just said now, it's not true, because they would pick it up by the regal to show Klal Yisrael the hot, steamy, fresh lechem, but even if it was never moved, still it should be mekabel tumo. Why? Says the Gemara Mishum Tzipoi. Because of its plate. It was plated, Rashi says, Shum Ateches, the Kli Ateches, Loi Iskish Lasak. Metal, there is no such leniency that if it's a heavy metal, heavy metal is not mekabel tumo. Heavy metal is mekabel tumo. So metal in general is mekabel tumah. So typically that it's mekabel tumah because of the tzipoi. That's nan. Ashulchan v'adul faki shenifchasu ashechipen v'shayish. So if you've got a shulchan or a dul faki, which Rashi says is like a folding chair, which is covered with leather, and it is Rashi says shechipen v'shayish to shuv havi kekli avonim. Now that you've covered it with shayish, with marble, now it's considered to be like Kli Avonim, which isn't Mekabel Tuma. So you see, the covering is what defines it. If it's covered with Kli Avonim, it is no longer Mekabel Tuma. So Shulchan Adol V'Kli Shenifchasu Shechipon B'Shayish V'Shir Bem Makom Hanachas Keseis. But if you don't cover the whole thing with shayish, and you leave over a little place where you can place cups, then it is a mekabel tuma, and it's still roy for its original malacha. Rabbi Yehuda Emor Makom Hanachas Chatiches. He says we're not referring to if you leave over the amount of space for it to be mekabel kaseis, but rather if you're able to place some meat on it, and we're medayik shear in le shear loy. It's only if you're meshayer, but if you're not meshayer and it's got shayish all over it, then it's not mekabel tuma. So we should say, when the same thing applies over here, that it all depends on the tzipui. And being that the tzipui is metal, so the metal is what defines it, and therefore the metal is a bar kabbalah's tuma, and even if it's never moved out of place, it should still be mekabel tuma. Now, the chiteima, one second, but this is not just any wood that the shulchan is made of. The chiteima, shiny atzi shitim the hashivi the lebotli. Now this is very, very special wood. It is atzi shitim, and maybe it's not going to be bottled vis-a-vis the tzipui. So according to Reish Lakish, who said it depends on the nature of the keli as to whether or not we say there's a bittle. Rashi says, Leishano, Hachtaktani Tzipuyei Mevatle, that the Tzipuy is Mevatle, the actual thing itself. Is, if it's Atze, Achas Lagim, Shein Hashav. But if it's a very Hashav, a thin material, then the Tzipuy is in Mevatle. So maybe we could say the same thing over here. Being that it's Atze Shitim is very Hashav, it's not going to be Mevatle. But, El Rabbi Yechanan, Nami Bateri, the Tzipui is Kiveya. So Michael Amemo, we should say over here that even if it's also Ilanachas, it is Mekabel Tuma because the Tzipui is made of metal. So Michael Amemo, what are you going to say? The Chizim, the Kan Bitzipui I made, Kan Bitzipui She'ena I made. Now she says, Tzipui She'ena I made, She'ena Mechuzuk B'masmarim Yotha. It's not nailed in properly. The Tamer Dahu, the Migdash, Lav Oimetu. So maybe we'll say the reason why in the Migdash it's not Megabal Tuma, because yes, there was some type of a plate, a metal plate on the Shulchan, but it was not firmly attached. And if it's not firmly attached, then the Tzipui is not Mevatel the wood. And therefore we say that if the wood is a Kli, which is also a Nachas, then perhaps it shouldn't be Megabal Tuma, and therefore you can't ask this question. So maybe I'll say that. He asked this question. Is it that the tzipa has to go over the sides, the ridge? And said categorically, in all cases, the tzipui is kiveya. In all cases, we look at the tzipui, and the tzipui is made of metal. So what are we going to say? Ela shiny shulchan, the rachmana karye aids. The Torah calls it wood, satrashi, afkishuhu mitzupa. So you're right. Really, the tzipui is the ikar. Really, the tzipui is kiveya. And if it's made of metal, we should say this wooden keli does not have the kula of kli eitz or osu anachas. That is not makabel tuma. We wouldn't say that, but rather we would look at the tzipui. But in the case of the shulchan, being that the Torah calls it eitz even after it's been plated, therefore it has the halachic status of eitz. Because the pasuk says, "Amizbeach eitz shavish amis geiva, v'arkei shtayin amis u'metzeis of loy, v'arkei v'kireis of eitz, v'yidar be'elai zeh shulchan ha'shelef me'Hashem." That is the whole pasuk. So the pasuk mentions eitz in reference to the shulchan, and therefore it retains a din of eitz. Frag the Gemara, stop a question. One second, but at the beginning of the pasuk calls it a mizbeach. So what are we talking about? Pasuk with mizbeach v'sim b'shulchan. Well, which one is it? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Mishlakish, Darmi Tavayu, Bizman Shabbos Mekdish Kayim, Mizbeach Mechaper. At the time when the Beis Mekdish was Kayim, Se'en Hanami, the Mizbeach is what is Mechaper. Ala Adam, Achshev Shulchanish Al Adam, Mechaper Love. But nowadays, what is Mechaper for the person? It is one's table. If the person has guests and does chesed, Rashi says, Achnas is Orchim, and so on. That is what is Mechaper. And therefore, the Pasuk is Yecheskel. Even though it's clearly discussing the Shulchan, you see that from the measurements, nevertheless, it calls it Mizbeach to be Merames, as if to say, you should know there will come a time in history when your Shulchan was able to be Mechaper, as though you've even Mizbeach. Good. Now we say, Kalagelim Shemegdish Yishlem Shniim. All can in the Megdish, we said they have Shniim. Some take out these words, Yeshlem Shniim, and have the gears of Te'unim Tvila Chutz Rechuvu. All Kedim in the Beis HaMikdash require Tvila. We said the exceptions are the Mizbechis. So we say they need a secondary backup replacement, and a third backup, but we're going to go with the gears to that. All Kedim in the Mikdash require Tvila with the exception of the Mizbechis. So Mizbech Nechayish is, why doesn't it need Tzvilah? It cannot become Tomei. Dechsev Mizbech Adama Tassali. The Pasuk says very clearly, Mizbech Adama Tassali V'Zavachta, and so on. It's called Adama. So, and Mizbech Azav, Dechsev HaMenera V'HaMizbechis, plural. Iskush Mizbechis Zelazeh. So Azoy Vida Mizbech Adama, it's called Adama, so maybe that's not Mekabel Tuma. So too, we would say the same thing in reference to the Mizbeach Hazav. The Chachamim Meimrim, they said the reason why, we didn't exactly what they said. Tanagama said that, Rabbi Eliezer said, excuse me, that the Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach Nechoshis, are not Mekabel Tuma because they're Kekarka. And the Chachamim said, Mipnei Shehim Atzupin, because they're covered. So, what exactly do they mean to say? So, Frag the Gemara, what, that's the reason why they're not Mekabel Tuma, because they're plated with metal? Adrabah, cave in the Mitzupininu, Mitamu. That is the reason why we've said that it should be Mekabel Tuma, because metal is obviously Mekabel Tuma. So what's going on? Ema v'chachamim tamen m'meishim m'tzupin. So the first pshat is that they are saying that no, we disagree with you. You say the mizbech is not medabel tuma because they're called adama. No, they've got a tzipi on them. They are plated with metal. If they're plated with metal, they will be medabel tuma. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two, v'yiseima rabbonin l'Reb Eliezer ka'amri. They agree with Reb Eliezer. My daiter mishum demitzupin. I'm sorry, my day, the mission of the Mitzupin. What's the reason why you would say that they bet some would be Mekabal Tuma? You would have said that they would have been Mekabal Tuma because they're Mekabal, because of their Tzipui, and that's the reason why you have to come on to some, to the Gzeres HaKosev, and so on. If you look at Rashi. My daiter, the Yalfis Taima, mid the Karinu Adama. It's only because it exists a cause that's called Adama. But Halav Hachi, it's Mayin. It would be Tamei. Abel Gavda Suyuna Nachas. Even though these are stationary Kalim, they're not moved. So why would you say, Mibneshen Mitsupin, O Boilame Meshat Tsipui Mevatlon? And you would say, therefore, that the Tsipui is Mevatl, the eighth. The Havilu Kekli Matchis, and therefore they would be Mekabel Tuma had it not been for the Gzeres HaKosev. Nein, that's not true. Miftol Batol Tzipuin Gabayu. The Tzipui is Batol to them. Now she says, Miftol Batol Tzipui LeGabayu, and the Rachmana Kara Eitz LeKulu. The Torah called the whole thing Eitz LeKulu. Ubalav Haikra Nami LeMekabel Tuma. And therefore, to the extent that you see that there are called it eights, I don't need to say, oh, because it's called Adama, that it's not Mekabel Tuma. The Torah called it eights. And therefore, in this case, the Tzipui is not going to be Mevato, the actual contents of the Mizbechai. So we have two Pshatim in the Chachamim. Either they're disagreeing. You, Rabbi Eliezer, say it's not Mekabel Tuma because it's called Adama. We disagree. And we say, no, there's a Tzipui. Or Mevneja Mitzupin is a reason to say you don't need to come onto the Gzeres HaKosov. That it's called Adama, typically, that anyway, there's not going to be a problem over here, because here the Tzipui is not going to be Mevatel, the Eitz, because you see the Torah called it Eitz, and therefore the Tzipui is Tamanda Les Adami.